With us again this morning on the program is Bridget Finke, and Bridget has been with us every month for quite a while now, a specialist in estate planning as an attorney, and you've got a new shingle you're hanging out now, Bridget. Tell us about your new shingle.
I do indeed. I have started a new firm with a fellow farm girl. She's from Polk County, and we are officing in Baldwin, just off of Main Street in Baldwin, picking kind of a centralized location, and the firm name is Valley Crossing Law.
Valley Crossing Law, and you've got kind of a neat little slogan.
Well, our idea is we're serving clients from the Chippewa Valley to the St. Croix Valley.
And that covers a lot of folks in our area.
It does indeed. But, you know, I spent a lot of time working specifically with farmers. And as we know, the farms are getting bigger, but there's fewer of them. And finding that folks really appreciate having someone who sort of speaks the language and really understands the farm business. And so we kind of work together to bridge the gap on the travel side of things to help make that happen.
Now, Bridget, you're estate planning specialist in that area. Your new partner is who, and what is her specialty? Is she the same thing, or is she branch off into other areas?
Her name is Christine Rasmussen, and she does a lot of the same things that I do, but she is also licensed in Minnesota.
Oh, good.
So that helps us catch both sides of the St. Croix Valley.
Good.
So she also works in estate planning. We handle real estate and business matters and, of course, succession planning.
And she can speak Minnesotan.
Apparently.
All right. You got to be able to speak the language, that's for sure. Hey, you're going to be on a whole bunch of panels coming up here around the Valley, St. Croix to the Chippewa Valley. Where are you going to be, and what are you going to be talking about?
Yeah, coming up here in November, I'm going to be a part of a Farm Solutions Seminar that's going to happen up in New Richmond at R&D, and it's being organized by the First Bank of Baldwin. And that is going to cover a variety of things from financial matters to herd improvement to crop management. So that's a half day. And if they give a call to the First Bank of Baldwin and just register, I'm pretty sure that one's a free one.
And you're talking about estate planning, though. Your
I'm talking about succession. Yeah,
succession planning.
And it's really going to be focused on sort of that getting started piece. You know, what do we need to sort of think about before we start seeking out professionals and getting help?
And you are on other panels, too. That's not the only one as we go through the winter.
Yeah, I am doing one in December down in Durand, and that's with Security Financial Bank. And so that is going to be myself and a couple of accountants really getting into more of the down and dirty of the various ways of transitioning, different entities, and what the tax ramifications of all those things are. And so we kind of do that as a panel and sort of run scenarios. And so I think that people find that one helpful. And then there's a whole series coming up hosted by UW Extension that I'm really excited about. And I think that first installment is coming up in November, but I'll actually be speaking in January. So that one's January 26th. And again, sort of on that estate planning and succession piece.
And that one will be in Chippewa Falls at the courthouse.
Correct.
All right. So those are coming up. Well, you alluded to it, what you're going to be talking about, all these various seminars and meetings coming up, but here we are getting towards the end of the year now, and I know it really doesn't, it's not sensitive at any time of the year when you start succession planning, but maybe as we get the harvest under control and we've got kind of that downtime before we have to get the taxes done, what are some of the things we should be thinking about for a succession plan?
Well, this is a great time of year to pull out that paperwork and also to look back at that New Year's resolutions list from January of 2016 and say, hey, what were we hoping to accomplish this year, and have we done that?
I was going to say, what kind of paperwork are you talking about? Because this is not just evaluating 1 year. This is evaluating the business over time for succession planning. So this takes planning.
It does. And so you're going to be interested in both looking at the financial piece of things. And, you know, for many people, given what the markets have been lately, there may be some reevaluating and readjusting if sort of plans were set based on a different milk price and a different corn price. It's pulling out the business documents. If you are organized as some sort of business entity, whether that's an LLC or a corporation or something else, hey, do we have a buy-sell agreement in place? Was that done maybe before the next generation got involved? Are there new people looking to get into the business? And so do we have that covered? Does what we have in place already have cover those folks? It's also pulling out the estate plan. Are we sure that if there's some farm accident and someone's laid up for a period of time, that someone is able to make decisions and manage the farm in the meantime? So, you know, powers of attorney for the people who are working on the farm, as well as what happens to the farm if the owners pass away. Do we have that disaster plan in place with that estate plan? So, good time to kind of look at the whole picture.
As we start pulling the documents together, but then as you mentioned, there's more to it. When should we start calling on a professional, someone like yourself, that can tell you what the paperwork really means and how we should use it to put together a successful business plan, and what family decisions you have to make before you decide how these papers are going to lead us to the promised land, so to speak, of a successful estate plan?
Well, first of all, if you don't have any of those papers, talk to someone now.
That's where your accountant or bookkeeper comes in, huh?
Absolutely. And they can be a good start. You know, and having these year-end tax planning meetings is a good opportunity to just raise the issue. Sometimes we're so focused on this year, this month, this week, you know, tomorrow, that it's hard to kind of take that step back or even ask that question with your professional. And so, you know, the advantage that those tax folks have is they get to talk to you every year, and often more than once a year, and are much more tuned in to things than if you just randomly every 5 years call up an attorney to talk about things. And so starting that conversation, getting some initial thoughts, you know, certainly any sort of changes in the business would, you know, prompt a review of those documents. But generally too, I just say every 3 to 5 years is it's good to pull that stuff out. And so if you pull those documents out and you see that they were done in 1995, well, hey, it
that's
might
a little
be time
more
to,
than 3 to 5 years.
Well, that's not an unusual scenario. I was being kind. You know, I see a lot of 1975s.
Oh, wow. But you know, when you look at it, you mentioned 3 to 5 years, and as slow as the wheels of government turn, we do get some kind of at least tweaking of tax laws almost every year, don't we?
Absolutely. And thankfully, in more recent years, the estate and gift tax side of things has been more stable after sort of all the excitement of 2008, 2009, and then leading into the early 20-teens. Mm-hmm. The income tax stuff tends to move around a lot more. I mean, I'm sure next month we're going to be talking about 179 and all those exciting year-end tax issues. But the estate tax has been more stable, but they're also now all indexed to inflation. And so it's always good to check in and see, hey, that $5.45 million number that we have for estate tax purposes, is that moving up? How much? That annual gift tax exclusion, right now sitting at $14,000, is that moving? Is that something we should adjust to? You know, I talk to a lot of people who talk to me about, you know, that $10,000 that we can give away for free. Well, that $10,000 is now $14,000. Mm-hmm. And so those inflation changes aren't huge, but if you don't check in on them for 10 years, hey, they could have moved a lot, and that maybe was more stock in the farm corporation that could have moved, LLC interest, you know, utilizing those kind of tax-free exceptions.
All right. So again, it's never too soon to start that estate planning. Bridget Finke with us now with Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. And I know you're brand new as far as you and your partner are concerned. You got a phone number yet?
We do have a phone number. It's 715-688-4045.
688-4045. It's that simple. That's where you get a hold of Bridget. Bridget Finke with us again this morning, talking about your future, your estate. It's time to plan. Bridget Finke with Valley Crossing Law, from the St. Croix Valley to the Chippewa Valley.